I don't do coffee, so therefore Starbucks isn't part of my life.
Yeah, there's no reason to know
and their
it.
Sandwiches are terrible. There's nothing good about them.
Breakfast sandwiches, baby.
I'm a breakfast sandwich boy. I mean, I grew up in New York City, so therefore I'm kind of stingy about it. I'm kind of like really
deli
stuck
guy.
Up. Oh, it has to be deli. Like, they make it
it's
there
a,
for you.
Yeah, it's a different... A Starbucks breakfast sandwich is not getting you what a deli sandwich is getting you. It's a different thing.
I feel like if you're gonna get something processed, I mean, just go all the way bad and just get, like, McDonald's or something.
I feel that way about soda.
Yeah?
Like, I don't get diet soda. I'm like, you might as well enjoy it if you're gonna do it.
I understand that.
Lou, can I ask you breakfast sandwiches? Bacon, okay. Egg, and cheese on a what?
On a roll, Nicole. You gotta go roll.
So
go
interesting that you assumed it was bacon, egg, and cheese because it's always a ham, egg, and cheese.
Interesting.
Oh. It's a ham, egg, and cheese on a roll.
I'm
simple.
Also, I'm gonna do a bagel. I'm gonna do a bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel.
I am against bagels. I feel a bagel is more bread than any human can consume. I've never been halfway through a bagel and was like, yeah, I can finish this. I know I can't. And then that's when gluttony begins.
My favorite food is bagel.
Do you accept the premise of scooping out a bagel, of scooping out the dough? Because that's the thing that people do at a deli sometimes.
I would say respect the bagel, number one. I mean, scooping out the bagel, then, like, how are you? So it's basically, you're creating kind of like a trough then.
You are. You're creating a trough.
And then, I guess that makes it easier for you to put more stuff in it.
Yeah.
Yep.
But then also, just get a roll. Like, I don't know why people don't diversify rolls the way they do bagels. Why can't you get an everything roll?
Whoa.
Wow.
You know? And that's, you know, if someone hears that and they start that, let a boy know.
Yeah.
Because I will eat an everything roll.
Let a boy know because you also own the rights, additionally.
Technically, yes. Mail.
Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guest digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for Comedy Gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I am Nicole Dressbell, and our guest this week is comedian and director Lou Gonzalez.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Lou.
Okay, so now I'm going to log in.
Yeah.
And it's always a journey when I log in because I just leave it.
Logged in.
I leave my stuff logged in, and I have a series of passwords that I use, and sometimes I forget those passwords. I feel it's a little bit genetic because my mother's super forgetful too.
Do you start to get nervous after the first couple wrong tries?
No, because I'm just like, oh, I'll get it eventually. It's always three main ways I start my passwords, but the way they end are different.
Yes.
And then it's different versions of capping or not capping.
Sounds like there's infinite permutations of this.
I feel very strongly that when someone asks you for your password, they should also remind you what their website's rules are. Right? Because it's like, I'll be able to remember what my password is if you tell me if you're doing caps bullshit or numbers or symbols.
It'd be cool if they just told you what your password is on the website.
See, again, first try wrong. Okay?
Okay. First try wrong.
Okay.
0 for 2.
Now this is getting interesting. Because now I'm genuinely stumped.
Two tries.
After two tries, it's like I said, three permutations. Three. And so I've tried my three main passwords.
So maybe it's time for forgot password?
This is going for four, and then they may be like, are you a robot? Because that's happened to me. So
really? I feel like robots are, don't take this the wrong way, good at things.
Well, that's an assumption that's false, because people make robots, people are flawed, so therefore robots are flawed.
Yeah, I guess so. We're going for six.
We're going for six. This is number six.
Lou, I would just so love if you would just click that forgot password.
I think I'm going to be perfectly honest, because... This is now a little embarrassing.
Lou's entering them in and then deleting me, like, didn't feel right when he typed it.
I gotta go with my gut on this. Okay, so it says, enter the last password you remember using. Jesus knows. Only Jesus knows. And you know what's interesting? I'm agnostic. I don't believe in him, but, you know, I was raised Catholic.
Sure.
So therefore, I have all the...
It's all in there. You
mannerisms
can't get out
of damning, you know, gods I don't believe in. Oh, what's the last password? This is probably my first password. Okay. And do I have my phone? Yes, I do have my phone because I'm not a monster. All right. check your device. Google send a notification. Okay, here we go. Is this you trying to recover? Yes, it is. This is new. I've never encountered
this. I know. This is amazing.
This is, so now they sent a message to my phone.
Yeah, not like a text message.
Now, which number do you see on screen? Wow. This is scary. Okay. Wow. And now I can just change the password. It says, do you have your phone with you? And I said, yes. And then it just sent a message to my
screen,
my Gmail app. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what number do you see on screen? And I typed in the number.
The number that you saw on the computer screen.
And you got the number correct.
I got
nicely
the,
done.
I got
and
the number
honestly,
correct.
You did hover over the wrong number for a second.
So let's create a password. I'm just going to use the password that I have the most fun with right now. And I'll just think of that. And I typed the wrong number. So now I'm going to go all the way. I'm going to go all the way down. This is, I've never had to type my password in front of people before. And so now there's a weird pressure that shouldn't exist.
Well, I also just want to know what you're having fun with now. what does that mean? Does that mean it's...
It's a password that I very much enjoy.
And it's short. I mean, like, this is not like a 25 character
password.
Short word,
bunch of numbers.
It's a combination of numbers and letters and...
You got any special characters or caps in there?
I do have special characters in there as well. Oh, and look at all these email from Google's. It's just like, security alert, your password has changed. Now you can use your phone to sign in. So like it started with like, what's going on? Okay. Hey, welcome back. So that's nice.
Real tone change from Google.
Yeah, yeah. So now you guys have fun.
Here
right?
We
so
are.
You go through my stuff, right? That's what it is?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. There will be a little bit more. I love that it's just turned to me. So like.
Yeah. Oh, yes. By
that's
all means,
fifth
explore.
Time Nicole's given me the finger so far.
It's the third.
Oh, my God.
Great to be logged in, you know? Feels good.
It was a journey. Sure. You know?
It was a journey.
It was a journey. My mother has the same problem. And so because she doesn't use anything digital, I just use her HBO Go and all that stuff,
yeah.
Like most children do.
Mm-hmm.
But she forgot her password. And so now I control all her passwords, which is bad because I'm not that much better than her.
Right.
And that's just my life. That's what I'm doing.
Sounds like you're doing something pretty exciting with yourself this weekend, though.
Well, you know what? I won't be able to do that at all because my Sundays are now forever gone.
Oh, yeah. Lou, what do you do on Sunday night?
So Sunday I host a show at the UCB East at 6 p.m. And then I host another show at 9:30. So I'm basically stuck there.
What are you doing in between?
I just hang out at the bar, not drinking because I'm not that big of a drinker. I'll be honest, it's nightmarish.
Really?
Yeah, I thought I could do productive stuff with it.
Oh, that's crazy.
But that's crazy, yeah.
It's actually incredible to me that you hang out at the Beast after your first show, because I would think like, ooh, as a teacher, a host of multiple shows, you are in prime territory for people wanting to hang out with you.
I will say I'm really good letting my students know I don't want to talk to them.
God bless. Good for you.
And also most of my students, I have been lucky enough to not run into a student who's like just going to cling.
Mm.
And I because I think I keep a respectable distance from them.
My weekend team was having an experience where we would hang out in the bar after our shows and audience would just come up to us and not leave and like touch and be like way too engaged. And then we realized it's because at the end of the show we said, come grab a drink with us in the bar. Like we were just saying it every
that's
week.
That's why you do that. Yeah, that was.
But then we were like, well, if you stop doing that, it's not going to happen.
I'd also say my race helps me out a lot. And my resting face is not inviting. But it's a racist thing, really. I don't think it's my face thing. It's just like, oh, this is a brown person with a very, like, serious face. I don't feel like engaging them. I don't know what the ramification, you know, because you always think about, like, oh.
What are you not getting
What am I projecting out there, and how is that impacting my life? It's a wasteful thought, but we go down those mind traps. And
we just got the episode title. We go down those mind traps with Lou Gonzalez.
Yeah. And it's just like, eh. It's also like one of the reasons for my general angst at the world.
Speaking of angst and terrible and not good, Lou, who do you not want to email?
Email roulette.
It's someone in college who...
Someone currently in college or someone from college?
No, someone like I know in college, knew in college. And we didn't have a great goodbye. I was a station director of a radio station.
I did college radio.
Yeah. I did college radio, too.
Okay. And I guess not that impressive when it's a bunch of people on a fucking podcast.
But one of the hosts I was good friends with, I actually brought them into the radio station, and I sort of liked their vibe. And then they just went, like, radio silent with me.
Ooh. So to speak.
Wow. So great. Matt and I both were, like, hungry.
Yeah. And I was curious as to why. And then they were just an insecure person, and I was like, "You're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing that." I was like, "Dude, I'm just trying to organize a fucking radio station."
Wait, so they came at you with a bunch of reasons they had gone radio
silent? Yeah, it was unnecessary, like kid drama. Like, this person said this, and we don't like that, and you're not letting me do my thing, and I was like, okay. Fuck you then, but kind of like that. But that's not where it ends.
Oh,
we were promoting at the time American Idol was pretty big, so we wanted to do like a faux American Idol with people in the college. So we got the okay from the school, and we had the date set, and we were doing promos throughout the school for it. And he was like third to take the mic. We were in the general mm-hmm. school eating area. And like
cafeteria.
Cafeteria.
School eating area.
School eating area. He had a section to promote his show, but also to promote, you know, the event. But the first thing that he said was, "Hey, you bitches and you sluts," because that was part of his personality. But I knew that they
weren't bitches and sluts.
That they weren't bitches and sluts. And so they knew they weren't bitches and sluts. And so they were like, "Why are you a liar?" And then the school shut down that event. But to be
right then.
Well, they're you know, perfectly honest, they were looking for excuses. That means that they didn't have to spend money on all this stuff.
This Whoa. Is a real footloose situation.
A little bit.
I don't know that it is. Wait, hold on. Matt, what do you think footloose is?
Well, they're dancing a lot in the movie and the town is shutting it down.
Kind of.
They're not into all the dancing. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah,
that,
I guess I would describe Footloose as a movie where the town's not into all the dancing.
I guess it would be a way of describing Footloose in the back third of the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if you started Footloose like and you walked in super late and that's what you saw, I guess I would believe that's your understanding of Footloose.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I would say it starts with a car accident.
I forgot that part. I haven't seen it in a while.
I actually don't think I've ever seen Footloose.
They shut it down.
They shut it down, and then we had a radio station meeting, and everyone was like really silent. Obviously,
radio silent.
We were radio silent, and then this person comes up to me,
oh, no.
And they're like, "Listen, I want to say I'm sorry," and I didn't handle that well.
Oh,
I blew up on him. I was like, "You're an idiot. In not so many words."
Less words.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
That's four.
I think it was
contraction.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Okay, so less words.
So it was kind of like, fuck you. You're absolutely responsible. What you've done has ruined all the work that we've done because you're a selfish person. And like all this drama is because you were selfish, you know? Mm-hmm. Like being silent with me and not handling this is like you're a child. Don't talk to me. And I think like that was like one of the last times I talked.
So when you think about the tone of this email that we're going to write, is it just reasserting the silence or are you extending an olive branch?
Oh, there's no olive branch at all. It's absolutely batshit crazy email.
Great.
And I'm not expecting.
Go for compose.
Okay. So I have a draft.
No, you don't.
I do have a
Wait,
draft.
Wait, you pre-drafted? Because usually we dictate.
We're not changing the opening greeting under any circumstances.
Lude, let's just read what we got.
Okay. Sup, boy?
B-O-I.
Uh-huh. How you doing? I'm doing the best. How could I not? I'm making things happen. You know how it is. Blocka blocka, stacks and stacks. Anyways, do you have $300 I could borrow? Bless up, Lou.
Matt, how can we possibly improve this?
Honestly, I don't even know. It's pretty amazing.
Okay, here's the only things is 100% in every world, in every iteration, this email is going right to spam, so we need to do something in it to maybe de-spamify it. That's the only thing.
That's
I would
true
make.
Because it does have a money request.
This,
in
yeah,
it.
Exactly. So this email's perfect. Let's do a P.S. We're not going to ruin the actual email itself. So let's do a P.S. Matt.
Okay.
The only thing I just really think it would be a shame that if we didn't get in there is some reference to the social gathering eating space But that does not fit with the tone of this email at all.
Mm-hmm. P.S. Catch me.
Okay.
In the social gathering food space.
I'll be honest, he's not going to get this. But yeah. Also...
Oh, is he going to get the rest of it? Is he going to get block a block a stack and stacks?
I mean, you almost said that right.
No, I read... You wrote stack and stacks.
I know, but there's a sort of rhythm
implied
that you
ass.
Have to say it.
Yeah.
That sorry, is
you,
missing.
Can
yeah.
you do it?
Can we get
can
it one more time?
It? What, saying it?
Yeah.
Block a block a stacks and stacks.
Okay, but...
Is that how you guys talk to each
stacks.
Other? Or was that specific to you to your dialogue back in the day?
I mean, well, in terms of like code switching, I mean, but this is.
I didn't know if like this is.
This
I didn't know if you like flipped into like this
clear,
is how I talked to this.
This
former
is not
of mine.
Code switching. This is one. We're in one setting. Is this how you ever would have spoken to him?
Maybe joking.
Right.
Okay.
Like joking around
great.
With him. Yeah.
Okay. So catch me in the social gathering food space.
Uh huh. Food space. And we code switch back.
Yeah.
Yes. If you're not down with wire transfers and want to do this via cash.
If you're not down with wire. And then I'll also say like Venmo.
Yeah.
Comma, what you know about Venmo.
Great. I don't think they de-spamified it. I just
do
put
we
a want to
say borrow
on.
Or get? Do you have $300 I could get?
Borrow.
Borrow?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Lou, let's set that aside.
Okay.
And let's head into your drafts.
Oh, what's in the box?
Actually, we're already in your drafts.
Yeah.
You look like you clean out your drafts pretty often.
Yeah. It was 3 weeks ago. I looked at my drafts and I was like, oh my God. This is insane.
Why?
I'm a crazy person. It was like a lot. It was so many. It was so many. I spent.
Wait, yeah, what's the bottom one? That's yeah, what
that, we're both
about.
Looking at the
yeah,
same one.
Yeah, we're both looking at the same one.
50, 10 minute.
But yeah, just click on that. See
it's
what's going on
an
here.
An email from May 3rd.
I don't know.
This is scary. This is scary.
It just says.
No idea. It just
50
says 50 min, 10 min.
No subject, nothing else.
No.
That's actually really
that's,
scary.
It's some, also actually an hour.
Sometimes I use my drafts as notes.
Yeah.
And so they're not to be sent. And that's why I had a shit ton.
Yeah.
Comedy jokes, or sometimes it's just like notes for classes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What would you be timing here? What are we timing? Do you,
an
do
hour. You know, it's he's breaking down different
I'm
iterations
break,
of an hour.
Breaking,
in fact,
I'm breaking down an hour.
Actually, let's work on this. Can you make a space under 10 min?
Okay.
Great. And then I just want you to write 30 min, and then under it, 30 min.
Okay. I see where you're going with this.
Yeah. And then under that, Matt, do you want to do one?
45 min.
Wow. Not what I would have done.
15 men.
Great.
Oh, you were going a certain direction?
Yeah.
Well, I just code switched.
Yes. No, Matt, you can't use it, and that's not what it is.
I mean, you can use it. You're just like
it's,
Footloose.
I footloosed it.
Let's do 39 men.
Okay.
21 men.
Can we put this at the bottom of the email we wrote?
Yes.
Can we
yes.
paste this in?
Yeah.
With no explanation?
Great. And let's just do that. Let's just end that there.
Okay.
Excellent. Matt, do you have any... segments?
Well, I heard something about a 7-minute text message exchange about a password that I think we should look into.
It was probably a while ago, but we do have fun text exchanges. She recently moved and we're really bad. I'm really bad at communicating, but so is she.
Where did she move to?
She moved to Connecticut.
Ooh, from?
So,
from
the Bronx.
Precious.
So she wished me happy birthday.
Using a frozen gift.
Yes. I'm a big gift communicator. Okay. And it's just us complaining about our parents. Oh, wait. My sister, have you seen RuPaul's Drag Race? she just sent me a dish that she made.
You guys send each other little kind of long text blocks, though.
Well, this is because she moved. So this is how we communicate.
How often did you see each other before she moved?
Not a lot, but we communicated less.
Does it, was that sure. a picture of fried rice?
Yes.
She's sending, are you,
she made
sending...
she made pineapple fried rice.
Whoa.
And you gave it the thumbs up.
And it's a video.
Oh, yeah.
God, I love that it's a video.
Oh, it's yeah. just working the spatula
she,
around.
It's just moving.
It's
so,
just moving the rice. Moving that rice.
There's a story behind pineapple fried rice.
It's the best one. Is that the story?
It's not the best story, but she is...
No. It's the best fried rice.
Oh, it's her favorite fried rice. My friend owns a restaurant, and when I was in college, they would have free wine nights. And as college students, we're like, what? And so we would go there. coincidentally, he also makes the best Thai food I've ever had in my life. Didn't know that at the time because that was the only Thai food I had. Mm-hmm. And then as I got older, Thai food became popular in the city. And so there's a bunch of like Thai places around. And I'll be honest, most of them are shit. None of them are good. So everyone's having bad Thai food. But his pineapple fried rice is amazing.
What's your do you have a favorite Thai place in the city?
I don't have a favorite Thai place in the city because they're all kind of wampum to me. Because they're not as good as, it's called Siam Square. And the thing is, like, I always bring it up to people. And they're like, okay. And then I take them there. And they're like, oh, my God. And wow. I was like, that's why I keep bringing it up. I'm not bringing it up because I'm a crazy person. It literally is the best Thai food you'll ever have. So the way he makes his Thai fried rice, the way he presents it, he cuts out the core of a pineapple. And he puts it in the pineapple. And then they serve it. And it is beautiful and it is delicious. Like, the presentation and everything is, like, really top-notch because, like, one of his former chefs was a design student at the same time who just knew how to make amazing Thai food. And so she added all this amazing extra, like, fun presentations of the food.
That's awesome.
That elevated it. And Melanie is in love with this place.
Mm-hmm.
That's my sister.
But she just moved.
We're all in love with it. And she loved it so much that she tried to start, like, she went on a kick of trying to learn how to make Thai food. And it wasn't bad. It was actually really good.
Oh, that's nice.
She made a really good Penang curry, but unfortunately at that time, and I didn't know it when I ate it, I had the stomach flu.
Mm. Can I ask you a hot question? How do you know that you had the stomach flu and not food poisoning? If you got the stomach flu after eating.
Mostly because the whole family ate it.
Okay.
And they were great. I woke up in the middle of the night and for the first time ever in my life, projectile vomited.
What makes it projectile vomiting?
It's a stream that goes straight out like a hose.
But isn't that all vomiting?
I think it's how you angle your mouth.
That's what I think it is. Yeah. I think it's just like.
No.
You don't get the toilet.
But literally it's shot across the room.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's angle. Projectile vomiting is angle.
So.
It's angle.
And it ruined boots of mine that I really loved.
Right into the boots?
Wait, so
right,
did you sit up boots. And vomit, or did you?
I sat up, almost like The Exorcist.
That's what it sounds like.
I sat up, and I was like, oh, no, there's not enough time. Like, and before I even finished that thought,
it just shot one of the most
delicious Penang curry.
Did you tell your sister about this?
Oh, I lived with her at the time, I didn't have to tell her.
Oh.
Like, the whole family knew, because I was like, oh, my God. And my dad never sleeps. So he was like, my dad is like, oh, what happened? And,
oh, my God.
And he opened the door and he was like, oh, shit. To be honest, that's a really great impression of my father.
I really liked it. I actually just want to hear more things your dad would say.
Yeah, me too.
Audio Boom Smash Hit Podcast Mafia is back for season 2, taking us back into America's criminal underworld, exploring the lives and careers of the most powerful gangsters the world has ever seen.
Through extensive research and eyewitness stories, Mafia reveals what life was really like inside the mob from the people who lived it.
Every Wednesday, Mafia dives into the larger-than-life stories of mobsters and introduces us to the key figures who brought them down.
In season 1, we were brought closer than ever to the most notorious mob bosses of all time, and season 2 is no exception, covering the lives of
Carmine Galante,
Alan Dorfman,
Santo Traficante,
Albert Anastasia,
Anthony Spilotro,
Joseph Massino,
revealing how they built their criminal empires and how they were eventually brought to justice.
Find Mafia on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and every other listening destination.
We're back to drafts. What's in the drafts? Oh, Matt, we didn't say what's in the drafts.
What's in the drafts?
What's in the drafts?
What's in the drafts?
Speaking of code switching, I'm working with a group of improvisers on a forum called The Code Switch.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
It's nothing but POC students. We're doing our shows at Caveat, which is a really wonderful space, and they needed a breakdown of the show.
Got it.
And so I copy and pasted. I think this was from the Britannica.
Oh.
And then I just redid it to make it a little bit cleaner. That's it. But yeah, code switching, the process of shifting from one linguistic code, language, or dialect to another, depending on the social context or conversational setting. Social linguistics and social psychologists and identity researchers are interested in the ways in which code switching, particularly by members of minority and ethnic groups, is used to shape and maintain a sense of identity and a sense of belonging to a larger.
Black.
Yeah.
I love how you knew that sentence was about to end in a cliff, and you kept it going as if it wasn't.
You sold it.
Belonging to a larger.
Because honestly, that is what we all want, is we want to feel like we belong to a larger.
Yeah. Belonging to a larger.
Excellent. Lou, do you ever order from Seamless?
All the time.
Let's look it up.
All the time.
Dining in.
Let's see. This is going to be fucking embarrassing. Let's see, because it'll just go on a run. Well, not recently.
No, do a search for Seamless.
Oh, search for Seamless. No, but to be honest, I assumed that I would just find it.
Mm.
Because I order that much from Seamless. See, look.
No, these are all promos. You can't point at a promo and say, look at how much I ordered.
There's your order, but there are some
sorry,
orders.
I'm sorry.
Do you still live in Astoria?
Yeah, I still live in Astoria.
Oh. No, this just became so much more valuable to me personally.
These aren't great choices, like Boston Market.
Do you remember, were you living in Astoria when Crave was literally the only place open after 11 p.m.? It was like a huge deal when it opened.
I was not. I moved when there was at least three. There's still not a lot of good options late
night.
It's
not great.
I used to hit Boston Market pretty hard. At a certain time in my life. How do you feel about it now? How was it recently?
Yeah, and I remembered like, oh yeah, it wasn't the best. But you know what? I love their cornbread's great, and I like their cream spinach.
Is it a worthwhile delivery option though? Boston
Hell
Market?
No. I was just curious.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, are you kidding me, Boston Market? What are you doing here?
There's a few fast food places that are popping up now on Seamless.
I ordered Burger King. Where's my Burger King order? I ordered Burger King, and I was like, shut up. And I ordered it, and I was
search
like...
Search for your order from Burger King.
Well, there's a thing that popped up that said, do you still want Burger King?
Yeah, still craving Burger King? Okay, so that means that it's previous.
Ugh, I hate when you order from Seamless for like lunch. There you go. You order from Burger King.
Yeah.
And then
I
they'll send you something
too.
That was like,
I went in.
Holy fucking.
Because one was a curiosity purchase, like two curiosity purchases. They have these things called chicken fries. When I saw it on the menu, I was like, what? I was like, I'm going to try this. And then I love, anytime I see spicy chicken sandwiches, I'm like, I'm curious because most of them are terrible. But I love spicy chicken sandwiches, and so I ordered Burger King's, and then I got a Bacon King, which was disgusting.
So,
what's a Bacon King?
It was just a big burger with bacon, and it. I think it had barbecue sauce in it. I don't like barbecue sauce in my burgers.
Oh.
And that kind of ruined it for me.
How were the chicken fries?
That was the only thing I finished.
Okay.
I did not finish the spicy chicken sandwich, and I did not finish the Bacon King.
I feel like these are severely overpriced items.
Oh, they have to be.
Right?
Dude, I spent $30 on three items.
Okay, well, but here's the thing. There was a fee, and also you profoundly overtipped.
I did. Because
I am a tipper. I'll congratulate myself on that. I am a tipper.
I think it was bad weather that day.
Oh, okay. Then great.
I think it was bad weather that day.
No judgment. But you paid $6 for food to tip on food from Burger King.
Yes.
How far is the Burger King from you approximately?
I'd say it's the closest one, I think, is the one on Astoria Boulevard, like near the Astoria Boulevard stop. So it's like a 20-minute walk.
All right. Okay.
They're not walking.
Might have.
They're not walking. They got a little.
Oh, but you can't. You're
when was the last time I was in that Burger King? I don't know. But I do remember I was so drunk and high once I considered walking through the drive-thru.
Because they close at midnight.
Because they close at midnight. But
we've all been in that position.
Yeah.
Will they let you do that if you walk up to a drive-thru? Will they accept your order?
I'm sure they would. They ain't turning away money.
I think you have to be on wheels.
They won't do it.
They won't do it. It's 2018. Get an Uber. Get an Uber, make that Uber go through the drive thru.
Yeah, make the Uber go through the drive thru. But
that's adding quite a bit of cost to your adventure.
$3 fee, $6 tip.
Yeah, that's
true. Take an Uber.
Well, again, the weather was shit that day.
That's right. You weren't leaving.
And I'm not leaving, especially like
I'm not trying to shame you. I'm trying to problem solve.
I'm thinking of moving because my walk in general from the train to my
home.
Home. is on average 15 minutes.
And are you affected by the shutdown?
Yes. That's the short trip.
Right.
The long trip's 20 to 25 minutes.
Is that from Astoria Boulevard?
That's from Astoria Boulevard.
So you're doing 20 to 25 right now?
Yeah. 20 to 25. Well, I have the R. Mm. So I took the R. I took the M here.
Oh, we were not going to train in together.
Yeah. I took the M. Yeah, I was not going to. Yeah, if you offered it, I would have been like, oh, cool. No. because we're far enough away.
Right.
That you're much closer to Astoria Boulevard. You
yes.
can make that happen.
Yeah.
I can't. It's a problem.
It's a problem.
I know food. Preak Thai is not that bad.
I do basil Thai.
Basil Thai?
Yeah. I don't know why. I think you just like, you fall into like a default. What's your favorite Indian in Astoria?
Seva?
Yes.
Like they're incredible.
Yep.
They really are so good.
I had a lot of hope for tikka roll and it's okay.
And I'll be honest, I'm getting into Indian food, and I've heard that there's better Indian food. My friend Chrissy, who also lives in Astoria with mm-hmm. us, I was like, Seva's very good. She was like, Seva ain't shit. I know really good
really?
Indian. And I was like, okay. I was like, you got to take me then. You can't just offer that
yeah.
and then not take your boy.
And then she disappeared into a cloud of purple smoke.
Well, that's how she leaves.
Sorry. I fucking hate Seamless. I don't because I use it all the time. But can you just read us that email title?
With Nosh, Nom, Chomp, Chew, and Bite.
Like we're children. Like, talk to us like we're idiot children.
I mean, these are really great
pictures. Yeah.
And the thing is, like, this food don't look like this.
No, it doesn't.
You a liar, Seamless. Look at this KFC. 0.3 miles away. I'll just walk. Thank you very much.
Hey, Lou. Can we see your tube?
Your tube?
Yeah.
Just type that?
No.
What's your tube history?
All right.
Well, let's look at recommended. Wait, go back. Well, how come? Hold on. Wait, go back. Wait, how come a Once Upon a Time video came up on your thing? Ben Folds presents Once Upon a Time. Oh, it's probably like a fan video. Oh, no. It's about a Ben Folds song called Once Upon a Time.
Why don't you keep positing theories? Go, more.
I'm also misreading it. It just says Once Upon Another Time.
I watch a lot of live, like, people singing Broadway songs because I appreciate people who can really sing.
I thought it was a video about Once Upon a Time.
No, sorry. And I know how much you love Once Upon a Time.
I love it.
Loved.
So
it's over.
You go fuck yourself.
The thing is, like, you know what? They can always bring back, like, little mini stories, right?
Also, there was 7 seasons of 22 episodes, so it's never going to end. I'll just rewatch it forever.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
You got 154 to work with.
Also, wow, I find the 22 episode season disgusting.
I love it. It is so gluttonous, and I love it.
Number are you more into, like 13?
I like give me a good 13, preferably 10. I feel 22 is very much like it's a novel.
Yes.
But there's a lot of filler episodes that do nothing except feed your desire to watch these people.
And your attachment, yes. And so that then at the end, when they get their happy endings, you're devastated in a good way.
I like how you described a positive feeling as being devastated.
Yeah. I did this thing. When things happen, like callbacks or like good things happen on television shows or in life, I scream no. Is something that was observed about me recently?
I think we would really give something for just a nice camera on you while you're watching Once Upon a Time. Just a few reactions.
I didn't cry as much for the series finale as I did for the season 6 finale, and that was a little bit of a letdown. Let's go to history.
Okay. Twerking challenge. That's a cute guy on the internet I was stalking. Camera rotation transition. Oh, man. This is from the Atlantis series promo, which is so badass. I loved it.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
These guys, they try to recreate stuff cheaply.
Oh.
And I love stuff like that because I used to work at a camera store. I would watch a bunch of videos like that, seeing people make things on a cheap budget. Because a lot of people would come at me with the most absurd request, being like, oh, I want to do this shot. I was like,
I want to do a crane shot without a crane.
Yeah, exactly. But you can do cool things without having to do that stuff. And so these are the...
Oh, so this is like an explanation of how...
And so this is the graphic. And it's very... Very slick editing and graphics wise. This is all green screen, which is what I think is particularly amazing. So this is their recreation. Not bad, but now it starts looking more it's definitely different.
Yeah.
So the lighting isn't as good. But the first one I thought was great.
You can tell it's a green screen. The first one you can't.
Exactly. And that's my problem with most graphics and effects. That's why I don't like watching CGI movies on a TV or on a laptop, because it's so detailed that you can see the difference when it's on a projector. And that's why I say get a projector in your house. You can't see it as much. It's a little blurrier.
Right. Let's head back to your history.
Let's head back to my history.
And I would love to look at search history.
Oh, I Can't Make You Love Me. I love this song.
Wait, which song is that?
The Bonnie Raitt song.
Oh, the Bonnie Raitt. Which is also, Lou, this is the sweetest, most optimistic thing. The song is I Can't Make You Love Me.
Yes.
And you searched for I Can Make You Love Me.
That's just me and my lazy typing.
Okay.
Cakes the Killer. And the reason why is I'm going to do a show with Cakes the Killer in it. And Cakes the Killer is a queer rapper who is amazing. And I was looking for this particular video for a promo. Childish Gambino. So
well, you do watch a lot of music. Listen to
I
it.
Do, yeah.
Are you going to pay for the YouTube music thing?
No, I have already two things.
Two music subscriptions?
Yeah. Patti LaBelle Pie. There's a very famous YouTube video of someone reviewing Patti LaBelle's sweet potato pie. And it blew up so much that it ended up selling out Patti LaBelle's pies at Walmart. And that person ended up meeting Patti LaBelle, like, on actual TV
Wait,
and stuff.
These are pies?
Yes. Patti LaBelle made a sweet potato pie, and that it was selling at Walmart. I was doing a Patti LaBelle lip sync for a show, and I intercut that person's review of Patti LaBelle pie with a Patti LaBelle song. And I'm going to be honest, guys, I slayed. Anyways, I'm just going to open up a separate tab for the Patti LaBelle. This is the person.
Looks delightful.
It's one of the most happiest, lovely videos I've ever seen. And then Mr. Beefcake, my friend was like, hey, I did this thing for the Gethard show. And I was like, oh, I'll check it out. And then like Gethard show is like very long. So I just cut just to their part. And I was like, oh, good for you. And right here is when I was looking for a camera to buy. And so I was looking at different camera footage. Ice cream rolls, because of course.
No, what do you mean, of course?
Ice cream rolls are so cool. Like, have you ever seen the ice cream roll videos?
No, go to it.
Oh, my God.
Like, do you mean like when they roll up ice cream?
Yes. Well,
is it good?
The first time I had it with my parents.
Yeah.
It's not terrible.
Okay.
I thought you were going, wait.
No. But, like, the videos are entrancing to watch.
I love food videos. Getting an Ample Hills in Astoria this summer, wow. I could die. I'm so excited.
I mean, that's incredible. Like I said, I'm thinking of moving.
I thought you would move within Astoria somewhere closer to a train.
You know what? I could do that.
Ew, what is this video,
first
Lou?
Of all,
I hate this
first
fucking
of all,
video. Lou?
Oh, my God. I don't like
Lou?
These gloves.
Lou,
so
yes.
To describe
Lou,
someone just holding a black Pop-Tarts. But they have these murderer gloves on.
Black plastic murderer gloves.
And his hands are kind of chubby. This is fascinating.
Wait, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, first of all, I have not watched this video. This is my first time watching it.
This is upsetting.
This is very upsetting.
Why are they wearing those gloves?
And now I want to go to the part where they chop up
ice cream
with their
murder gloves.
Ice cream
rolls with Pop-Tarts. Guys, look this up. How to make a Pop-Tart to delicious ice cream, cookie ice cream, whatever. But guys, these fucking gloves are the scariest thing you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah. This is pretty terrifying.
Like, we're not going to eat this that you're making, so you can just do it with your bare hands.
Yes.
Like,
oh my God.
Also, this is not
those like
are painting tools, aren't they? That's for scraping paint.
Yes.
Those are definitely paint scrapers.
But that's how they use it to chop up and also flatten out the ice cream because it's freezing.
Is this
the
ice cream or is this just?
This is ice cream. So basically, he poured cream and he's cutting up. The tarts.
This makes you want to never eat one of these ever.
Wait, can you just go to the finished
product? To be honest,
product?
This is the most
finished product.
Unappetizing versions of this. Wow, this guy's getting it all wrong. But you know what we got to do? We got to see what other videos he's done. And does he always use
the gloves? And his channel is just ice cream rolls.
Okay.
No gloves.
Well, see, no gloves here. And
that one looks really nice.
Would you ever make an ice cream roll at home? I'm going to tell you right now, I would not.
I mean, look at this. This is fun. They're doing art.
So I guess I'm assuming that metal thing is very, very, very cold.
Yes.
All right, Lou, it's time for chickens to come home to whatever.
Whatever.
Let's go back and read that email we wrote.
We didn't put a subject line on this.
No. Hey, fool.
Great.
Hey, fool. Sup, boy? That's pretty much like how I...
And then two enters.
Yeah.
Queen double okay. space after every line.
Cool.
Oh, my God. This thing looks so creepy.
this definitely doesn't look like spam now.
Yeah. Okay, great. Let's read this email. Yeah.
Okay. So the subject line is, hey, fool. Sup, boy? How you doing? I'm doing the best. How can I not? I'm making things happen. You know how it is. Blocka, blocka, stacking stacks. It's supposed to be stacks on stacks. Anyway, do you have $300 I could borrow? Bless up, Lou. P.S. Catch me in the social gathering food space if you're not down with wire transfers. Venmo. What you know about Venmo? We can do cash. 50 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 15 minutes, 39 minutes, 21 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this is good. This is very good. Also, we did not capture how many typos are in this unnecessarily.
Oh, my God. Don't say unnecessarily. I'm the king of typos.
Named after author attorney Mike Godwin, what is Godwin's law? A. You can't change anyone's opinion on the internet, but you will try anyway. B. If a thread goes on long enough, someone will make comparisons to Hitler. C. Only 1% of users generate content, while 99% are lurkers. D. A post correcting an error will always contain an error.
We don't know the answer if you want to consult us. I feel very strongly that it's A or B, but I could be wrong.
B is definitely a thing. I don't know if this is the thing that B is.
I feel good about A. A really speaks to me. What was A again?
A was you can't change anyone's opinion, but you're going to try.
And what's B?
Hitler.
I don't know if Mike's that sort of dude.
But I also
don't
know if that's an internet thing, or I think that's like all arguments, if they go on long enough, eventually come around to Hitler. That might not be internet specific.
Yeah, because like Hitler's like the ultimate evil.
I mean, A sounds so just solid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A feels right.
It could be a trap, but I think it's worth trying.
I mean, the rest of them don't sound like, nah. And who's this Mike Godwin dude?
He's an attorney.
Author/attorney.
I'm going to go with A.
All right, look at Rachel and say A, and she's going to tell you.
Rachel, I'm going to go with A. Wow.
A is wrong.
Uh-oh, that was a trap.
A is wrong.
What's your backup?
Now we're between. If a thread goes on long enough, someone will make comparisons to Hitler. C, only 1% of users generate content while 99% are lurkers. D, a post correcting an error will always contain an error.
I guess I'll go with B because he's a lawyer, so he gets into arguments a lot. So I assume he would use that experience also to apply to the internet. So the Hitler thing.
B, final answer.
My final answer is B, and it's correct.
That's correct!
Yay! Wow!
Send this email to me anyway, so it doesn't get forgotten.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Lou, how do you feel?
You know what? I feel like I explored parts of myself.
Great.
But also, it was just like a good reminder to be like, oh, these are things that I do. should I fix them? Maybe.
I don't think we've had anything that needs to be fixed.
Nothing is superiorly flawed.
Maybe better password systems.
That's not going to change. That's not going to change. If I make them more complicated, it's going to be done. To be honest, I'll probably forget this new password.
Yeah, because you're going to, Lou, here's something you're not going to like to hear. You're going to have to go in and log into your computer with this new password. It's going to have logged you out.
Or he's going to log in through clicking something on his phone now.
That's true. You're just going to log in with your phone every time.
I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Like that, right? I think what you have seen is the last time I'm ever going to have to go through that because of this new technology that exists. It's terrifying, though. I'll keep it real. But I like it. That was made for me. So you've seen me evolve. But not me evolve. Google evolve.
Yeah, we saw Google evolve to you.
Yeah.
Lou, do you have anything you want to plug?
Oh, my God. Yeah, catch my improv team Higgins every Sunday at 9:30.
Oh, Rachel, don't make a note. I think she was going to cut out. Were you going to make a note to cut out when Lou's brain stopped working in the middle of a promo?
Guys, you know what? It's 11:05 a.m. I'm surprised I'm awake.
Timestamp.
It's 11:05 a.m.
Right before Memorial Day.
I'm so used to all of that because, like, right now, because we live in this nightmare, all I do is listen to news podcasts, and they always timestamp because our president's a fucking nightmare and just destroys everything every 4 hours, so they have to timestamp. Just want to let you know, a lot of this news may be irrelevant because he's a psycho. anyways, catch my improv team Higgins every Sunday at 9:30 at the UCB East. You can also catch Indie Cage Match with my other improv team, The Mannequin Room. We host Indie Cage Match, and it's always a fun show. 6 p.m. UCB East. You can catch me in between screaming at the sky.
If you want to find us, you can get us at inboxthepodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at inboxthepodcast.
Bye.
So Murderer Hands is making one with red hot chili and Tabasco. Oh, he's making all the worst rolls.
And tortillas.
Wow. But you know what I heard recently? That if you put red hot crunchy Cheetos and you crunch them up and you put it on a pizza, not bad. That's what I heard. I'm going to try it out.
Okay.
Because it adds like a crunch and a spice.
Okay. I'm never against pizza. Adding crunch to something. Never.
My friend, going back to bagels, my friend would get bagels and then he would put Doritos in the bagels.
I like to put potato chips in a sandwich sometime. So
it adds
Matt,
a texture.
I thought the same thing 30 seconds ago. I was like, that's the most boring thing you could say and think was interesting. I won't say it.
But if you put like deli chips.
You hard today. I'm so sorry.
You know, that's all right. I can take it.
I put potato chips on a sandwich. Wow. You sound wild.
You know what started it? You know what started the downward journey for you was the Footloose reference.
I think that's what started it.
Mm-mm. I gave him two birds before the show was even recording.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But like, what's funny to me is
I'm still mad.
As though saying, I think adding crunch to anything is great is such a fucking adventurous comment.
That's how you know you've gotten to a point where you're just like, well, you know what? I have goals, but do I have to reach them? Because you're like, you know what's fun? Crunchy things in your food.